We've been talking safety during this month of June, and we continue that series this morning with Sergeant Doug Decker from the Port Huron Police Department to talk about hot car deaths, which are one of those sad things that do happen every summer in different parts of the country. Doug, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Vehicular.
Go right ahead. All right. So the Governor's Traffic Safety Advisory Commission has put out some flyers to law enforcement. You know, they really want us to put this information out to people. And also the National Highway and Traffic Safety Administration, they have a lot of information about some statistics, some ways to prevent this, some things to do if you see it happening, how you can rescue someone. So in 2018, we had 53 deaths, you know, vehicle deaths from heat stroke. And then in 2019, we had 52 deaths. Last I checked, in 2020, we had 4 deaths as of this time. And a really tragic one recently was a 4-year-old girl and a 3-year-old boy, a brother and sister in Oklahoma. And they had believed initially that the father had left the children in the vehicle. There was some video somewhere that showed the car. And unfortunately, what happened, the father was actually sleeping at the time, and both children had climbed into an unoccupied vehicle, and they were overcome by the heat. They both passed away. They both died there. You know, so some things to remember, you know, again, to remind us, a child's body temperature tends to rise 3 times faster than an adult. So small children and also very elderly people, it's harder for them to control their body temperature, and that these fluctuations are much rapid. And heat stroke begins when our core body temperature gets to about 104 degrees. And, you know, heat stroke is deadly. So heat exhaustion is leading up to that. It's easier to recover from that. But heat stroke, if it's not immediate care, it's really hard to save somebody. And at 107 degrees, as I said, then it becomes lethal. Some of the dangers, people leaving kids in cars during errands. And I don't, you know, that happens occasionally, but think of with COVID, and actually this was in the governor's commission there, a lot of people now, a lot of places say, you know, no children under 16, so maybe you're running somewhere and you got to go in and you forget, darn, I got to go into here. Well, I'll leave the kids in the car because I can't take them in there. So that's a danger. Kids just left in the car by mistake. You go somewhere and you forget they were in the back seat. And I know we all say, it would never happen to me, but you have where it has happened. And if you ever watch interviews with these parents, they go, I can't believe that I did this or this occurred. And then, like I just mentioned, the last one, children climb into unattended vehicles. It looks like something interesting for them to do, especially when they're young. Some other concern, outside temperatures as low as 57 degrees, the inside of the car with windows up can still reach 110 degrees. Which is going to prove fatal. On an 85-degree day, the inside temperature can hit that 100-degree mark in only about 10 minutes. And these dangers, too, you know, someone might say, well, I don't have kids. I don't have that concern. But you might be a grandparent, or you might be a pet owner. So pets are another thing they get left in cars. And pets, they can't perspire, and they have increased heart rate. So they get forgotten in cars, too, and they can die in the back of a car. So what are some safety tips we should give people? First of all, if you're going somewhere, you know, look before you lock the doors and you get out. Check the back seat of the vehicle when you exit it. And another thing you can do, put a reminder in the front seat. So if you have small children, maybe you put like a doll or a stuffed animal or some kind of toy that your kids always take with them. Put that in the front seat with you. So that's a reminder, I got the kids in the car with me. If it's a pet, maybe it's a favorite pet toy, or you put a leash in the front to remind you when you get out, I need to check the back seat. Another thing you can do, put your purse or your briefcase, your cell phone. You know, it shouldn't be on your cell phone anyways, you know, when you're driving. It's a distraction. So if you can put those things in the back seat, that's something that you know you have to go in there to get. And that helps remind you about the kids back there. Unattended vehicles. So if you leave your car unattended, lock it. So one thing, it prevents thieves, but more important from, you know, what we're talking about right now, if you lock the vehicle, kids can't access it. And when you're going to do that, remember, you got to roll the windows all the way up, because mm-hmm. you don't want to just lock and have the windows halfway up. Small children, they have a way of getting into everything, and they'll find a way to crawl through that opening and get in there. And, you know, they get down on the floorboard, and people won't even see them or notice them. They're there. And the other thing, when children turn out missing, we brought this up the other day with water safety. Again, I'll emphasize, check the pools first. But right behind pools are vehicles. So yep. check pools, make sure the kid's not in there, and check the vehicle. And when I say check a vehicle, I don't mean just glance through the window. You know, we normally expect a person in a motor vehicle to be seated and upright, easily visible. You have to conscientiously look and look down. Floorboard areas are dark, and if a kid's down there curled up, it's not the same. They don't present the same, I'm losing my track here of how I want to say it. It doesn't look like a person to you.
Right.
You just see something kind of curled up, right? You don't see that normal thing of arms moving around in the head and stuff, or someone looking at you. So look really good at the floor. Some things that you also have to consider, let's say you come across something, reporting it and rescue. If you see a kid in a vehicle, check on their status and their alertness. Now, we're going to get into some tricky territory. People are going to wonder, should I break a window or not?
Yeah.
If the child appears okay and alert, my recommendation is a couple of the first things. Go ahead and, if you're concerned, call 911, all right? Get EMS, fire, and police en route. There's a couple reasons there. If for some reason that child's status becomes worse, you're getting rescue personnel already en route, and that's saving time. Also, look for the parent if the child's alert. Get a hold of them. They have access to the car. If they don't look okay and you determine, hey, there's someone in there, they're unresponsive, and I can't wait for police and fire to get here to open this car, then first thing, always check and see if the doors are unlocked. Possibly they're unlocked and you can just open them up. If it comes to it, you may have to break a window. There's a tool called the Rescue Me tool, and it's the initials RESQME. And it very simply, it can break a window by putting in the corner. It has a little pin that comes out, and it shatters it into little pieces, all right? And it has, also has a seatbelt tool attached. So, I really don't want to encourage people to break into a vehicle, but if you really believe and can explain that somebody's life was in danger and you didn't have time to wait for the police, we'll figure that out
right
later about the break in the window, And the other thing, if there is a victim of heat stroke, heat or a heat-related illness, if they're unconscious, start cooling the body with water. That's really important. If you can get them to shade, remove them from the heat, start cooling them down as quick as you can. That's really important tip to do. So the quicker you can cool them down, the better.
Yeah.
So, and again, I think it's important to get the police and fire en route there. Let them make some decisions too, especially as far as breaking the windows, if time allows you to do that.
Right? Yeah. It is a misdemeanor in Michigan, isn't it? Leave a child in a vehicle.
Right. Leaving them unattended in a vehicle. And then certainly if something happens like a death, it could be up to a 15-year felony, right? So, like I mentioned in Pulse, I don't know, they had initially arrested him and believing he left him in there.
Yeah.
Now will they maybe say there's some type of neglect because he was asleep and not monitoring him? And, having children, you can have the best intent and child alarms and hooks that they can't reach. But again, just like I said, kids getting in cars, anyone that's had children know they're, I don't know if I want to call it quite crafty or quite resourceful.
Sure they are.
They have a way of getting into stuff or finding places where they sometimes don't belong, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Something I haven't thought about in a long time, but I mean, I guess when I was a kid, I probably liked to play in the car too. That was kind of fun to get in the car, pretend to drive, climb around in the car when it's sitting in the driveway, and especially with power locks and things like that, it's real easy for a kid to accidentally get trapped in a car. And this time of year, that can be deadly.
Right. And you know something else, Paul, I would remind people, and this was something, we had some training Monday, and we were out at the range, and I had our work van out there. And I actually rolled the front windows down on the driver door and the front passenger door, and I had the windows all the way down. And even then, with the sun coming through the windshield, I couldn't mm-hmm. touch metal stuff in the front compartment of the van. It was so hot. So don't be lulled into that. Well, the windows are down. It's safe. Again, that child gets in there, even something like that. That tells you how hot the inside of that vehicle got, that I couldn't even pick up metal things. And, you know, that kid gets in there, like you said. And I remember those days, too. You know, that reminds me of, you know, pretending driving, you know. But they get in there and do that, and they start to be overcome by that heat, and the next thing they're down on the floor again.
Yeah.
Even with the windows down, it could still be dangerous to the children. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's these are good reminders, Doug. And I can't imagine having something like that happen, you know, leaving your child in the car unattended and forgetting that the child is in the back seat. And yet there are probably so many instances where this has happened and the parent just was out of their usual routine. They were the one taking the child to daycare that day or picking the child up. And you get so focused. As soon as you get in the car, you start thinking about work and what you got to do when you get there. And I can see how that can happen. It's just got to be a terrible, terrible thing to go through.
Right. And, Paul, I think you bring up a really great point. Some of the cases I've read in the past are where a parent that ordinarily didn't take the child to daycare was asked to that day. So they get distracted. They're focused on work. And also one of the issues you see are later in the work week, for whatever reason, Thursdays and Fridays. So maybe, again, little distractions and stuff that people start to forget. So, yeah, that's a really good point, that work thing. And change up in our routine, you know, if we don't follow a set course, sometimes a little change up, we miss details. And this is one of the biggest details you could ever miss. You know, I feel bad. I feel like we're talking a lot about kids, you know, but they're the most important thing out there, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
So water safety, the vehicle, firearm safety, so big. When it has to do with kids.
Yep. Nope. All important stuff. And I'm glad that we've been focusing on safety during Safety Month this month of June. Doug, always appreciate the advice, the information, and thanks for joining us. We will talk again next week.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. Take care.
Take care.